Lose the Cape Podcast, episode 153. So to begin with, today is September 11th, and while our lives move on as they should, and while we all heal as we should, to me it's important to never forget that day. My husband and I were both serving active duty at the time, and within months we were both on our way to war. So, we can never forget all of the people who sacrificed that day, the bravery of the first responders, and the absolute bravery of the people on the plane that went down in Pennsylvania. Can you even imagine? By that point, they knew what was happening, and they knew what their destiny was, and they stood up and faced it anyway, saving who knows how many lives. So we honor them. I just took a few moments to share with my girls about what happened on 9/11 because they're young and they don't know, but I want them to know and I want them to remember. We watched a little bit of Vice President Pence's speech, which, you know, like the man or not, he's giving a beautiful speech about that day and about the heroism and about the things that happened and what people did to play their part in saving and healing our nation. And then I had the girls do a little, not really a meditation, but a sending of love and light, if you will. And I had them hold their hands together in kind of like a praying position. And we said the following. We said, today we honor all of the people who perished on 9/11. I had them repeat this after me. Today, we remember their heroism and their lives. We also remember the families and the loved ones they left behind who grieve them. And we send those family members love and light. And then that's all. So it was just a moment where I could teach them how to send a little bit of energy and love and compassion to families who I'm sure, as a grieving mother, are still horribly saddened and just torn apart as they remember their loved ones on this day. My husband lost one of his best friends from high school who was killed in the South Tower. And I know that that greatly impacted his tiny little community of Star Lake. And I'm sure they're doing something very special in honor of Shannon's memory today. At least I hope they are. And if you are someone who lost a loved one, a first responder, a child, a mother, a companion, a friend, today I send you especially warm, warm thoughts of healing and encouragement. And I just want to take a moment. Thank you for that. I know we have many younger moms in our audience who may not remember that day quite as well as I do. It always surprises me when I'm talking to a mom who I consider, like, you know, when you have kids the same age, you just imagine that you're all kind of the same age. But then, you know, to think that I was active duty at the time, and there are moms that have kids my kids' ages who were still in like middle school and high school when it happened is kind of eye-opening to me. But you know, it's a big day, and I cannot believe that it's already been 17 years. Wow. Okay. So the rest of the programming should not be quite as sad or depressing. But you know what? It's always good to remember where we've come from and keep that in tune with where we're going. And that day impacted so many people and changed the lives of so many people, but it also brought some true heroes into light and some people who stepped up to the cause and who really, really, really found their purpose in that day. And I think it's important to honor those people as well. Okay, so moving right along. Today is just me. And I felt compelled to record this for a lot of reasons. One, it's September 11th, and I didn't want this moment to pass. Although now it's already 10 o'clock in the morning, so if I don't hurry up, the odds of you guys actually getting to hear this on September 11th are pretty slow, small, and slim. But also because I just returned from a conference that also was mind-blowing and life-changing. And I'm going to tell you all about that. So enjoy this show. You can find all the show notes over at losethecape.com/podcast/153. You are going to want to go over and get the resources that I talk about today, I promise. And it's going to be a big and exciting week because I have big things to do, and I'm so glad that you're here with me to make those big things happen. Grace and love. Enjoy the rest of this show. I love you all. Good morning, beautiful women. Today is September 11th, 2018. It is hard for me to believe how many years have passed since 9/11 and how much of a different place I am in my life. Today's a special episode. You know, normally we publish episodes on Wednesday or even Thursday, and it's usually a guest interview with me and Nancy and a guest of our choosing. But today I felt called to just kind of talk about some things. I had a life-changing event happen this weekend, much like September 11th was a life-changing event for me. I live in South Carolina, and I have a hurricane that is a Category 4 barreling at my coast, which, interestingly enough, if it hits as a Cat 4, which is what it's projected to do, it will only be the fourth storm ever to hit north of Georgia at a Category 4. I'm going to talk about this in a bit because I had just moved to South Carolina in 1989 when Hurricane Hugo hit. And I remember this like yesterday as well. We have the launch of Princess Monroe tomorrow. And Princess Monroe has become such a special journey for me. I did not write this book. It is the first book that I published under my imprint, Purple Butterfly Press, an imprint for children's books. And this book has been such a healing project for me and such a wonderful book to go along with my mission of saving the world, of changing the world, of making the world a better place for little girls who grow in to hurt women. And we want to change that so that these little girls can grow into strong women who don't have to deal with the same things that we're dealing with right now. Me Too movements and earning gaps and sexism in the workplace and feeling like they are not allowed to speak up without being chastised and unequal treatment everywhere. And it's Princess Monroe is also a biracial princess. And in the last few years, in the last year or so, I've been called to stand up for women of color as a white woman of privilege. And so to unleash a spunky biracial just princess who's going to change the world, I take so much joy and pleasure in being a part of this big movement of strong girls, of equality, of love. So I have a lot to talk to you about today. And I want to start with what happened to me this weekend, because I think everything else I say for the rest of my life will make more sense when you understand what just happened to me. Okay, so I am a client of a woman named Kate Butler. She is my mentor. I've participated in her Inspired Impact Author Program. I shouldn't say that in the past. I am participating. I'm a participant. She's an amazing woman. She is light. I will share my story about Kate and how we came together at another time. But for the purposes of today, I found out not long ago that she was hosting an event in Philadelphia on September 8th and 9th called Visible Live. And the whole purpose of the event was to learn how to, for women who are like soul-centered women who are trying to make a difference in the world, for them to learn how to put themselves in front of the right people, to be visible, to be on stages, to be whatever we need to be doing to grow our impact, to grow our influence, to grow our business, to grow whatever it is that we're doing. I've never quite felt a pull like the pull that I felt to attend this conference. And I knew it would be a hard sell to my husband because we have a lot going on. We're getting ready to travel to Iowa for my father's funeral. We have traveled multiple times over the last couple months. I have a massive work conference the whole first week of October. There's a lot happening right now. And I knew it would be tough to say, yeah, I need to go to Philadelphia for 3 days in the midst of all of this. But I wanted to go. And there are a lot of things that I look at and I say, I'd love to do that. But I'm like, no, this doesn't make sense. And I set it aside and move on. But this one was different. And I really, really felt a pulling. So I had a tough conversation with him and I made him, you know, really laid out the points of why I thought it was important and what I thought it could do for me. And a little bit reluctantly at the beginning, he agreed. And that was such a big day for us, really, really, truly. So anyway, I was able to make the arrangements. I found a roommate, which, oh my goodness, what a wonderful thing that was. I reached out to Jody, who is the author of Jody Smith, the author of Princess Monroe. And I said, I think this is going to be your kind of conference. I get a companion pass if you'd like to come with me. And she said, yes. And how exciting was that? Because here we are going to a conference together, a beautiful conference together, the weekend prior to the launch of Monroe. I mean, just such an exciting, exciting opportunity. Plus, she and I have grown to be very close friends over this whole process. And she's more than just a children's book author to me. She is one of my best friends. And I was so excited to be able to spend this time with her in person. So enough background on that. I go to the event. Let me just tell you, from the second I arrived, I felt the energy. This was not your normal event. I don't know if you guys know who Kate Butler is, but you should look her up. I will definitely post a link in the show notes, which this is episode 153, so you can find all the show notes, and you're going to want to check out these links at losethecape.com/podcast/153, because I am giving you guys some amazingness this day. Okay. So we get there, and I can't possibly even explain to other people around me what all happened, but it was a mixture of business training and getting to know who we, but getting to know who we are more than anything, getting to know who we are as a person. Our very first exercise paired us up with a partner where we had to ask our partner, who are you? And they had to tell us, I am. And it could be something like, I am a mother. I am a daughter. I am a seamstress. I am an author. I am a whatever. But then we started getting deeper and understanding like who we really are. You know, I am someone who wants to change the world kind of thing. And then we switched partners and our next exercise was, what do you want? And that one got really cool too, because we got pretty deep in digging into what it is that we want in this world. It was also a really great way to connect with other women. Let me tell you, this whole event, like, you can put 100 women in a room together and it can go bad fast. But this event was nothing but love and energy and purity. I don't even know how to describe it. It was the most incredible 2 days ever. Just soul cleansing, soul refreshing. So in between all of these exercises to like help us figure out how to restructure our businesses if necessary, help us to figure out how to get in front of the right audience, help us to figure out what our message is, we had all of these amazing opportunities for healing and cleansing. We did meditations. We did self-love exercises. There was a Reiki healer in the back of the room, and we each got the opportunity to sign up to have a Reiki healing included in the free conference. I mean, it was so amazing. I'm going to do another entire recording just about my takeaways from this conference, or write a blog post about it or something. But I just want to tell about one particular experience because it has changed everything for me. Everything. So I'm posting the link to all of these people in there as well. I met some incredible women. Oh my gosh, I want to share them all with you. And I'm planning on having a lot of them on the podcast. Desiree Peterkin-Bell is coming up very soon. She has an important message about bringing people that are different together and helping them see that they're more alike than different to change the world and to make it less hateful. How beautiful is that? So we're having her on the podcast. I can't wait. Anyway, I could talk about all of them forever, but that's not the point right now. The point right now is to tell you about this transformational experience that happened when Haley came up, and I will include the link to her, all of her stuff. But she is a self-love coach, and she's beautiful. She looks like Glenda the Good Witch, but prettier. She has this long, flowing, curly blonde hair, and just her smile can light up the room. I swear to you, she walks in a ball of yellow energy, just this warm, beautiful energy all around her. Now, let me put in a caveat right now. I was not a woo-woo person, not a bit. And I'm going to say that if I had gone to this conference about a year and a half ago, I would have been, one, very uncomfortable at the level of sharing, because I just didn't get into these emotions and feelings with strangers, right? And two, I would have thought everybody in the room was completely off their rocker nuts, because they were talking about all kinds of stuff, energy and crystal bowls and singing crystal bowls and all this stuff and gratitude exercises and meditations, and I would have been very uncomfortable. But thankfully, the path has been prepared for me by slowly introducing me to these types of things, so that when I got there, I was ready to receive it. And boy, did I receive it. So we're doing this self-love exercise with Haley, and I'm sharing the exercise. She has recorded it. It is a beautiful, beautiful, energizing exercise. But part of it, you are accepting what the universe has to send to you in terms of love and gratitude and all these things. But part of it, like, you go through this part of, I can't even explain it. Just go over losercape.com/podcast/153 and watch this healing, this energy, this self-love exercise. What happened to me? I'm doing this exercise, and in the third part of it, you raise your hands to the sky and you accept with gratitude. It's all about gratitude. And you guys, I've said this a few times now, so I think I can do it without crying this time, but we'll see. Something incredible and pure in that room of nothing but love and happy and light and energy. After almost 7 years, I finally released the anger at God that I have been carrying. This burden of anger and victim mentality of, why did you do this to me? Why did you take my baby? Why? And people have always said to me, you know, God chooses people because they can do something with it. That I was chosen to lose Catherine because look at all the healing things that I have done. Look at all the grieving mothers I have supported. Look at all the good that I have done. And each time someone says that to me, I said, maybe so, but I would rather have my baby. And that still stands true. I would rather have my sweet, happy little 6.5-year-old to play with her absolutely adorable 6.5-year-old identical twin sister. But I finally was able to let that go. And I said, I released the anger, I released the hurt, I released the victim, and I said, thank you, God. Thank you for choosing me. I am so filled with gratitude that I am the one you chose for this mission. And everything about my inner everything changed in that moment, you guys. Everything. So I guess the question is, what do I do with that? It was an absolutely life-changing moment to accept this gift, to be grateful for what I have been given, and to move forward with it. And I just all of a sudden had all this energy, and all these things are starting to fall together in the way that I want to do my business and the things that I want to accomplish and the impact that I want to have on the world. And I have all these things churning in my head. You know, I have a free challenge for people who want to learn to write to heal themselves from pain and loss. And I want to expand that. You can find that over at writepublishsell.co, actually, or on alexabigwarf.com, how I want to engage with the podcast, the types of guests that I want to bring, the types of things that we want to talk about, the energy that we want to bring to the world, and how that impacts the podcast is we've been kind of hinting at this direction, but it's so clear to me now that this podcast is more than just an opportunity for us to share as moms. It is now a platform for talking about real stories of women, real stories of life, real stories of motherhood, real stories of overcoming, real stories of success and growing and impacting the world and changing the world, and how we can create an environment where we can have a conversation that is more than just about talking about how we get our stuff done every day. Now, don't get me wrong, that's important, and that's served me a purpose for a long time. But now it's time for me to ascend to the next level. And we are going to be bringing on guests who really challenge your thought process and challenge the way you look at things and help you decide that if you want to grow and make a difference and be involved in something bigger than you. I hope you'll stick with this. I think we're still going to provide so much value to everyone in our community, but I want you to know that the focus is going to change a little bit. So give it a try for a while. I hope you'll stay with us. I hope you'll share with your friends. I hope you'll continue to show up and be here with us, because I can tell you right now, we're about to make a big difference in this world, and I want you with us. Thank you so much for being a cherished listener to this podcast over the last few years as we've gone through ups and downs and changes and all kinds of just transformations as we get to where we're trying to go. And I feel like I have finally found where I am trying to go. And I am so excited about the people I have already reached out to be part of our community, to be part of our show, to be part of our world. And I'm so excited. I feel words can't. I just had a call with a potential client a few minutes ago, and I said, this last weekend just impacted me so profoundly. I feel like a Care Bear in the movie, the Care Bear movie. Do you guys remember this Care Bear movie from when we were growing up in the 80s? Maybe it was in the 90s. I don't know. I was young enough to have watched it and not felt like too big to be watching Care Bears. But they do this thing called the Care Bear Stare, where all of them come together in their beautiful magnificence with their beautiful different oh my gosh, the Care Bears are such a beautiful concept, aren't they? Like, they come together. They all have their different superpowers, their different ways of healing and sharing love and light into the world. And they, when they come across evil, they stand together with their arms locked, and they do this Care Bear stare where they push all their love and they just shoot this rainbow of beauty, of light, of good at the evil. And they overcome the evil with this Care Bear stare. And I just told this client, luckily she is someone who is into all the woo-woo and all this type of stuff. I was like, I feel right now like I'm just shooting my rainbow, my Care Bear stare at everyone that comes into my path. And she laughed and she was like, I get it. I get it. That's a beautiful thing. But I know a lot of people are probably listening going like, okay, I don't know what was passed out at this conference, but it might not be legal. I don't know. You're right. It might not be legal. It was so beautiful, and it just came from energy and from love and from beautiful people. And I want to share that experience, what it is like to spend a weekend with women who are completely interested in being part of a bigger community, in sharing good, in encouraging each other, in healing together, and all these amazing things. So that's something that I will never be able to thank Kate Butler enough for what she organized and brought together. And I cannot wait to take this energy and to bring it to all the other women that I am surrounded by that are in my community. And you know what? I Care Bear stare you, ladies. I am sending you the rainbow of goodness today, and I hope you feel it on this sad day. On this sad day that we remember a horrific thing that happened to our country and to people that some of us knew and loved, and to the years of turmoil and the wars that my husband and I were both affected by, and so many other people that we love, to the people that were lost on 9/11, to the people that were lost in the wars that have come along since then, to my friend Ryan and his entire crew that was killed in a C-130 crash, to all the other people. Pain is always going to be there. How we respond to it is our choice. I am so excited about my new journey. I am so excited about this healing that has happened in me and the healing that I know I'm going to bring to others and the healing that our guests that we bring on this podcast are going to bring to others. We are moms, which I know this is called Lose the Cape, but damn it, we are superheroes and we have a lot to bring to this world, whether we wear a cape or not. And oh, by the way, the lovely little lady who's my favorite character would agree with me that capes are not always a good thing because they get caught in engines. What am I talking about? The Incredibles. Capes get caught in engines. Capes kill superheroes sometimes. So, you know, you don't need a cape. You don't need a cape to have a big, but if you have a cape and love wearing your cape, by all means, rock that cape. We are here to provide insight and information and new ways of thinking about things and love and encouragement and a platform for us to talk about the issues that matter, the issues that impact us as mothers, the issues that impact us as women, the issues that impact us as humans. And we want to, at the end of the day, have a positive influence for change in this world and to make a better place for our children. And if we can create a world where half of the crap that's going on in this world, I mean, children killing themselves, what is happening and why is this happening? Just all the insanity, the bullying, the meanness, the girls that don't feel like they can stand up for themselves, the lack of empowerment for women, all of these things, they're so important. Getting maternal health care, getting paid maternity leave, maternal justice, child health care programs and support for women and children, all these things, they're huge. They are important. We need to talk about them. Women of color and supporting them as another man, another innocent black man was killed by accident this weekend, by whatever. We have to stand up for these women and their children and their husbands. I mean, just so many things. Other marginalized voices, bringing them to light. Like, I am on fire, you guys, and I hope that it is catchy because I saw what a group of women who all have each other's backs can do this weekend as I watched woman by woman come into her own self, into her power, into her energy, into what she can do for this world. And I know that if we set our differences aside and we find the common purpose that unites us, we are going to kill it. Maybe that's a bad choice of words. We're going to blow it up. That's another bad choice of words. We are going to make a difference. Dang it. We are going to bring it. We are going to make a difference. And I'm so glad that you're here. Whatever brought you to listen to this episode, whatever brought you to actually listen all the way to the end of my rant. If you heard this, I hope you'll share it. Because I feel like I am not alone in this quest. I feel like there are other people who are just waiting for that triggering moment. You know, Kate did a cool thing. So most of the women that attended this event are inspired impact authors. And we've published a chapter in one of the books of her series. And she had all of us before the dinner on Saturday night. She had all of us come read a sentence that they chose from our chapter in her book. And I didn't even remember writing this. And it was the opening lines of my chapter. I wrote, and I'm just trying to remember this, so it's not the exact words, but essentially I wrote, "I believe that all of us innately want to change the world. Sometimes it just takes a triggering event in order for us to take action. My triggering event was the death of my daughter. My triggering event for this next life was the moment that Haley led me through that guided self-love experiment, and I gave up the burden of anger and playing the victim and have decided that I am chosen and I am grateful. I am grateful to be chosen. Maybe this podcast is your triggering event where you realize you're done taking a back seat. You're done feeling powerless. You're done feeling like we can do nothing to change the world. And you're ready to take those next steps. And what those next steps are, I can't tell you. Maybe you'll figure those out along the way. Maybe you'll come and join our Mom Squad on Facebook group. It's called Your Mom Squad. And we are here to be your Mom Squad. We are here to be this group that empowers you and lifts you up as you navigate the oh so many difficult things of motherhood. It's tough, but we got your back. And I just want to close with that. We got your back. Go check out the podcast notes so you can get access to all of these beautiful things I'm talking about. losethecape.com/podcast/153. Share this episode. Go subscribe to us wherever you can subscribe to us, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever. Leave us a review, please. Share it. Do all the things. I am calling on you to help me get to where I need to be, which is sharing this message of beauty in front of as many people as I can and bringing us together and telling us all, encouraging us all that we can use our voices, we can stand up for what's right, we can come together, and we can make a difference. Thank you so much.